Getting Better is a new book about Alcoholics Anonymous by Nan Robertson. Book critic John Leonard has these thoughts about it and about the organization that's been around for more than half a century, tackling a problem that's at least as old as the Bible.
There are almost 11 million alcoholics in America, and another 7 million problem drinkers, and 72 million family and friends with broken hearts. An Alcoholics Anonymous, which rescues maybe two-thirds of those who seek its assistance, is probably the only answer. Unfortunately, outsiders tend to think of AA as some weird druidic cult, a penal colony, a convention of Jesus freaks, or a fallout shelter for twitchy bums on their way to cirrhotic seizure. That's too bad, because inside, lives are being saved, and not by magic either. In hospitals, union halls, bookshops, high school cafeterias, and an underground network of church basements like the caves of the early Christians, 2 million people help each other through the night by telling stories. Nan Robertson, a Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter who's herself a recovering alcoholic, seeks to demystify AA. Getting Better is an unbuttoned history of an organization that began when two drunks found themselves together in Akron, Ohio in 1935. It thrives now in 89 countries without the assistance of a single government or foundation or fat cat, on the small donations of its own members and a publishing program whose business simply is to stop you from drinking if you no longer want to, one day at a time. Getting Better is also a lively account of alcoholism through the ages, from Hammurabi to Betty Ford, of the alcoholic as a creature of genetic disposition and cultural stress, and of the disease concept of rehabilitation. But the rich history of AA, both its intellectual origins and the Protestant work ethic, and the personal waywardness of its pioneers, is the real treat here. By her warts-and-all portrait of the legendary Bill Wilson, Robertson proves that her intention is to entertain and instruct, not to be pious. Bill W. was a gaudy Christmas tree of flaws. Even in his hard-won sobriety, he would partake of spiritualism, niacin by the megadose, and LSD. He probably stayed on a decade too long as leader of an organization opposed on principle to any sort of hierarchy. He was not a saint. But look at what he left behind. 1,600 meetings of 650 different groups every week of the year in New York City alone, with special meetings for agnostics and atheists, for gays and lesbians, for children and the deaf. What happens at a meeting? You'll have to read Robertson to find out exactly, and I hope you do because it will save lives. But I can tell you from personal experience that the meetings are sort of Buddhist, based on reciprocity, and they're existential. Damaged men and women make themselves up again from scratch. Somebody tells a story. Anybody else can share. A hat is passed. There's a decorum in the very grain of the occasion, the listening. Meetings are someplace safe from ambush, a sanctuary in which you are assisted at inventing a braver self by people variously sad and heroic who are sorry for your troubles and forgiving and available. Whether God shows up, I wouldn't know, but somehow in the collective wisdom, witness, and example of these friends of your affliction, people like Nan Robertson, there is a kind of grace. You're not so much a stranger to yourself, and so you go to bed one midnight at a time, having chosen not to drink.
John Leonard is a columnist for New York Newsday and writes about television for New York Magazine. He reviewed Getting Better by Nan Robertson.